is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Flash flooding and power outages in Puerto Rico as the island weathers Ernesto, which came crashing in as a tropical storm and is now moving away as a hurricane with top winds of 75 miles an hour. Juan Saca is with the utility LUMA.
Right now, we have 570,000 customers out of service out of 1.4 million customers that LUMA has.
The CBS Philadelphia meteorologist Grant Gilmore is tracking the storm.
Ernesto rapidly intensifies as it tracks to the north, becoming a major Category 3 hurricane by the time we get into the weekend. For us here in the lower 48, while not a direct impact, we'll be watching for rough surf and rip currents through the second half of the week and into early next week.
For the first time in 3 years, the inflation rate has come in below 3%. The government says prices last month were up 2.9% from a year ago. CBS News contributor Javier David finds one key culprit. And he says it's a report that could lead to an interest rate cut next month.
There's nothing in this number that would delay the Fed cut that we're all hoping and wishing and planning our lives around.
Housing, the big problem that's driving prices up right now. Now to the Middle East, where the concern is that Iran or its proxies could strike Israel with a retaliatory action at any time. And talks on the Gaza war are planned for tomorrow. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Hamas's representative in Lebanon told CBS News it will not attend ceasefire talks with Israel tomorrow, and that could be the trigger for Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon either or both to launch retaliatory strikes against here in Israel that they've threatened for the past 2 weeks.
Ukraine now says it will create a buffer zone in the Russian region where its troops launched a major offensive. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Ukraine's Western backers haven't commented much on the cross-border offensive into Ukraine. Russian lawmaker Maria Butina says the West is trying to provoke Moscow and provides more than arms to Ukraine.
Of course they are involved, and of course they know, and it looks even worse when they say they don't know.
She says the Ukrainian incursion into the Kursk region is a dangerous escalation. President Biden says it creates a real dilemma for Russian President Putin.
Reports in Russia say a U.S. citizen is facing criminal assault charges after allegedly attacking a police officer in a Moscow hotel. And President Biden today called for the release of Austin Tice, the American kidnapped in Syria 12 years ago. Wall Street, the Dow is up 228. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. A $68 million redevelopment project for the King Center in Racine has been approved by the Finance and Personnel Committee. It aims to enhance the Lincoln King neighborhood with a new community center, health facilities, and recreational spaces. Construction could start later this year. Ben DeSmid won the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 65th Assembly District, defeating Kyle Flood after the seat was vacated by longtime incumbent Todd Onstad. DeSmid will face Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November general election. Despite withdrawing from the race 2 months ago, Andrew Sigilski received 30% of the vote in the primary for the new 33rd Assembly District. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss won the primary and will compete against Democrat Alan Kupsick and Independent Kelly Clark in the November general election. The water dispute between Racine and Mount Pleasant saw progress as Racine approved water service for the Pike River Crossing project. The village says the city continues to withhold approval for other new hookups. And the Kenosha County Fair kicks off today and runs through Sunday in Wilmot. There's live music, a lot of food, a truck and tractor pull, and of course the Demolition Derby. You can see the fair lineup at the Kenosha County Fair's website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers beat the Brewers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. L.A. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th home run of the year in a 7-2 win over the Brewers at American Family Field. Ohtani now leads the National League in home runs. A rough night for the Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, who gave up all of the Dodgers, 7 runs and 6 innings of work. The Brewers have lost 3 in a row. Manager Pat Murphy says his team is sputtering right now. NFL experts keep asking, do the Packers really have a true number one receiver right now? Matt LaFleur had this this to say.
I get like, I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. They're all capable of being a number one in some capacity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. We're sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today and still warm with high temperatures making it to those low 80s. With winds out of the south gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and storms roll in late tonight, throughout the overnight, into tomorrow, and even for our Friday. Heavy rain brings the potential for flash flooding. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
WRJN. Now, the rest of the story. One sad summer afternoon, Donna said goodbye. She and Charlie were sitting outside on the back steps of her parents' house in Minneapolis. And it was there that Donna told Charlie about the other man in her life, about Al. Al had proposed, she said, and she had accepted. Yes, indeed, she had loved both of them. It was just that she loved Al more. And so she told Charlie goodbye. Charlie got in his car and drove away. Donna went back into the house and cried. 3 months later, Donna Mae Johnson did, in fact, marry Al Wold at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. In the days leading up to her wedding, and through all of the time since, Donna's mind would often wander wistfully down the tree-shaded lanes where she had walked with Charlie. Well, this is the rest of the story. They'd met in a Minneapolis art school. Donna just graduated from high school, was a clerk in the accounting department. Charlie was an art instructor, 7 years older than she. And theirs was a sweet and innocent romance. Charlie sent Donna candy and flowers and love notes. Sometimes he would jot good morning on the calendar on her second floor desk, or he would leave little drawings that made her smile. And every day, to Charlie's desk on the third floor, Donna would bring an apple for the teacher, and often with it a sentimental poem. The real problem was Donna's family. Charlie had not played football in school. That bothered Donna's father. And her mother was much concerned that Charlie's church was, well, it was another church. And he was so much older than her little girl. This parental opposition so frustrated Donna that she once even suggested to Charlie that they elope. And Charlie really wanted to, but he wanted not to hurt Donna's family. So they didn't. Charlie and Donna continued to see each other for a year or two, almost three. Then along came Al. Al, who had been in the Navy, lived right next door to the Johnson's church. He fell in love with Donna, and before she knew it, there were two suitors at her doorstep. Al quickly won her parents' approval, and after months of dating both young men, Donna wrote in her diary, "How will you ever decide?" Then one afternoon late in July 1950, Donna did decide, and suddenly Charlie was alone. Almost 40 years later, almost 40 years since that lonely first day, Charlie would say, "I can think of no more damaging loss than to be turned down by somebody you love very much. What a bitter blow it is to everything that you are." And to Charlie, indeed, it was. But when he closes his eyes, he recalls with fondness the shining face and the bright red hair and the voice that spoke so sweetly his name once upon a time. And as though it somehow held her close, Charlie, cartoonist Charles Schulz, would recreate the love he lost in a cartoon the world called Peanuts, in a nameless cartoon character who for Charlie Brown came to symbolize elusive romance. Yes, there really was a little red-haired girl. Now you know the rest of the story.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Local news and timeless is right here at WRJN. Tell a friend. We got some great tunes this hour, including a certain Little Elvis contest. Yeah, oops. I said too much. Here's Marvin Gaye on WRJN.
Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Hey, Jimmy, come you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Jim Croce. You know, as famous as he became, he never got to live long enough to experience any of that. The only hit that he was around for before he died in a plane crash was Time in a Bottle. Can you believe that? All these awesome hits from him, but at least that beautiful song, he got a little taste of fame before it was snuffed out with a plane crash. I'm Cindy Huber. Hey, coming up. Elvis Presley. Yeah. And Viva Las Vegas. It's him and Anne Margaret. And let me tell you, it was really hard to find a movie clip of the two where they weren't really singing. And even in this one, it ends up with them singing. So we're going to do the clip. It goes right into the song. And then at that point, you'll become caller number 5 at 262-634-WRJN. So that is sometime this hour, in the next few minutes or so, or not. Right here on WRJN.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
August presents Bowler Appreciation Sundays. Score big with one-topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10, plus discounted lane rentals all day Sunday. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Also, check out the area's best live music on the patio every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6. The deals are hot and the fun never stops at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed, with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN with Aretha.
Change, change, change.
Change, 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 change
Timeless Hits right here, WRJN. Tell a friend. Hey, in this contest today, Elvis Presley, Loving You, the album, yes, the Elvin, the album, vinyl. You can win it in the next few something or other. Here's the phone number, 414-458. Did I say that? No, I gave you my winner of yesterday's phone number. Sorry about that, Joe. Did you buy that record player yet? 262-634-WRJN. That is the number to call when you hear Elvis and Ann Margaret having their little fuss and fighting. And then they, of course, it's Viva Las Vegas, so it breaks out into a song. So when you hear that going on, give me a call at 262-634-9756. So as you might imagine, the contest is coming right up, but wait, we must interrupt for the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She takes on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden in November. Tony Weed is the winner in northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. He faces Democrat Kristen Lierley in the general election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Movement was seen in the water dispute between Racine and Mount Pleasant this week. A Racine committee approved water service for the Pike River Crossing Project after a judge ordered them to consider the issue. Mount Pleasant officials assert that Racine is still denying approval for other water hookups, accusing the city of breaching utility agreements. Racine contends that the agreements should be renegotiated due to the unfulfilled economic promises from the Foxconn development. The ticket will take a trip up I-94. As Democrats gather for their national convention in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz plan to rally supporters in Milwaukee Tuesday. They'll be speaking at the Fiserv Forum. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will also make his presence felt in Milwaukee, speaking at the Police Association headquarters on Friday. And the Kenosha County Fair kicks off today. It runs through Sunday in Wilmot. Folks are looking forward to the crowning of the fairest of the fair, the rides, a truck and tractor pull, and of course the demo derby. The fair lineup is at KenoshaCOFair.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today and still warm with high temperatures making it to those low 80s. Winds out of the south gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and storms roll in late tonight, throughout the overnight, into tomorrow, and even for our Friday. Heavy rain brings the potential for flash flooding. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you want to join us?
I get caught cornering, I had to take my license away.
But you said you wanted to dance.
Yeah, I'm not here.
Are you going to chicken out?
Yeah, I'm going to chicken out. We'll cut out of here and look at the plan.
One condition. Now, the kids here have been expecting you to do something, so if you don't want to dance, sing. I know you can do that.
Okay, but then we cut out, right?
Right.
Come on, everybody, and snap your fingers now. Your hands real loud. Come on, everybody, take a real deep breath and repeat after me. I love my baby.
I love my baby.
I love my baby.
I love my baby.
Hey, 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 hey. My baby loves me.
My baby loves me.
Come on, everybody, and whistle this tune right now. Come on, everybody, and stomp your feet real loud. Baby loves me.
My baby loves me.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with a long-hand music like from people and bar. I was raised with a guitar in my hand, and I was born to rock. Come on, everybody, and turn your head to the left. Come on, everybody, and turn your head to the right. My baby loves me.
My baby loves me.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with a long-hand music like from Beethoven and Bach. But I was raised with a guitar in my hand, and I was born to rock. Come on, everybody, and turn your head to the left. Come on, everybody, and turn your head to the right. My baby loves me.
My baby loves me.
I said, my baby.
Ah!
My baby.
Ah!
Well,
Hits right here at WRJ. And congratulations to my Elvis winner this hour, Scott Slater from Mount Pleasant, who says he does indeed own a working record player. Congratulations, Scott from WRJN.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain. With the rain and shambala. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame. With the rain and shambala.
Yeah. chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop. I love lightning and striking again. Lightning and striking again.
Local news. Timeless is right here at WRJN. Luke Christie, Lightning Strikes. I'm Cindy Huber. Elvis contest on this week. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Even if you don't win, I'm trying to get the clips in there and we just have some fun. And Chris Morrow, my boss, actually went searching various record shops before he found one that actually really could find us some Elvis albums that weren't all scratched up. So tomorrow, and in very good condition, I might add. So tomorrow you can win Elvis in concert. And I'm trying to think, what did I have for tomorrow? Oh, anyway, I got a movie clip. I got it right, like, sitting behind me. I'm like, I don't dare ask it. Can you just hold on while I turn around and grab this thing? But anyway, so that's tomorrow when you hear an Elvis clip. And then the last day of the contest, Friday. Friday, Elvis has been gone for 47 years. He passed away that early morning. And we have Elvis Presley, a limited edition. And it's Elvis Aaron Presley. Don't even go on Amazon. Try to see how much that thing is worth. Okay. 1955 to 1980, 25th anniversary, limited edition. And it's the live concerts. And it was particularly filmed for his CBS special that aired in 1977. It aired shortly after Elvis's death in August. It aired in October. And then some of the other songs were taken from the concerts that he had done that year. And about the TV special, he looked like he was ill, but his voice was so unbelievably good. So it's a great three-box set, and I think you'll really, really enjoy it. And that is for you to win on Friday. But Elvis in Concert is tomorrow. That's not taken from the CBS special. That's other songs that he did in concert, and I hope you enjoy all of them to win starting again tomorrow right here at WRJN.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Save big money in your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's ultra-advanced semi-transparent exterior stain and seal in one can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big on ultra-advanced exterior stain at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards. Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it'll be here this weekend. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
Hits, tell a friend. WRJN. Hey, tomorrow you're going to hear a clip of Elvis with actress Judy Tyler and Jailhouse Rock. Stuart J. Waddle's coming up with news, and Mike Clemens with sports just minutes away.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for
WRJN. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Flash flooding and power outages.